T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk to you if you've had one of those near misses. This comes up on our show once a month or so when we have enough different stories where we go, it's time to do I Shouldn't Be Alive. Your stories of something weird happened to you that, I mean, we've got stories. There's a dude here who was dead for 78 minutes.
Yeah, that's, you would think, be brain damage. We were always told after 4 minutes, your brain's dead.
Wasn't that kid from Children's Hospital? Was that?
Yeah.
Was that Gore?
Gore.
He went under the water for like 20 minutes.
And he, miraculous.
He's not just alive. He's like,
he's wicked smack.
And he's just normal.
Right.
And this dude collapsed at a FA Cup title in Tottenham Hotspur. I don't know what that is.
It's pretty.
It's some other country. His heart stopped beating. And it was not beating for 78 minutes, they said.
Dang.
His amazing recovery after doctors said that, in effect, he was dead during that entire time.
Jeez.
It's a medical miracle. The reason that we got inspired today, though, was there is an author who almost died researching his latest book.
Yeah, it was like a super old book, and it had these spores in it. He was snorting them.
I'm stealing this from you.
What's that?
This is why I don't read.
You can't know?
Yep.
Because you're afraid of the death spores?
You know what I'm not going to go into a coma from? Nothing from a book.
Reading.
I never heard of anybody going into a coma because they watched Avengers on Apple TV.
Instead of reading.
Nope. He collapsed at home, was unable to breathe while he was poring over papers documenting the life of his grandfather.
Jeez.
Percy Monkman. Oh, Percy. Percy was a famous entertainer, and he was doing a book on him. Apparently, there's some sort of allergic reaction happening after he breathed in the spores that were contained in the paper, and the paper was like 100 years old.
Ugh.
And so now he's finishing up his book after coming out of a coma.
You think he's like bought a Kindle instead?
Yes.
No, like, more books.
I'm done with books entirely. I'm just going to have audio books where people read it to me and blow s'mores in my ass. All right. So next up, a bite. You say it.
What is it? Oh, bison. I know. We put a Z in there. Bison. Yeah, it's an American buffalo.
Okay. By the way, if you ever call and tell a story about a buffalo on the Slacker and Steve show, and you happen to say you're in North America, Steve will e-break the entire show and go, there's no buffaloes in this country. They're bison. And the rest of us say bison.
Yeah, as you should. But in the Dakotas, it's zeh.
You know when you're driving up I-70, there's that big thing and it says,
yes,
buffalo herd. Look, like, pull off here to overlook a buffalo herd.
I always get up tight when I
know. Steve pulls over there. He's like, it's bison! If you pull off the road, just know they're bison!
No buffalo here!
Apparently, bison don't want you at the Yellowstone National Park.
That's their house.
A 72-year-old woman got pushed aside by a bison. It lowered its head, butted her in the thigh, and tossed her off the trail. I thought it tossed her off a cliff.
Wow.
I thought the original story. Jeez. I saw was like, I'm done with tourists calling me buffalo.
And just punted her right
I'm
under.
A bison! Yeah. So that's she weird. Shouldn't be alive, because bison are how big?
There can be a 1,200 pounds. Did you know that bison can run faster and further than horses can? And when they're in a herd, and the whole herd's doing it, that's wicked.
Why don't we ride bison instead?
Boy, that's a good idea.
Why don't we tame those?
Because they don't like to, probably.
Oh.
Yeah.
Horses didn't like to either. But yeah. Then we eventually domesticated.
They're more compliant. I think bison would probably put up more of a fight.
Don't you think it would be really cool if you're like buying your brand new Charger or your Mustang? It's like, what's under the hood? Like 350 bison power.
That would be yes.
Bigger than horsepower, man.
It is, and fast.
That guy's got a 350 HP. We got a BP.
That's actually cool.
Another person, he was a soldier. He was in a plane crash in Algeria.
Mm.
77 people died on the plane. There were 78.
Oh, he's the sole survivor.
That dude.
That is, wow. Where was he sitting on the plane, does it say? Back, middle, forward? Because that's where I'm sitting.
Next to the parachutes? No, I don't know. It doesn't say.
I got
it
all these to myself.
Oh, okay.
He's sleeping
looks
on
looks like the plane's going down, so I'm going to grab a few of these. I don't know, 70-ish.
Yes, they're mine.
Case my backup doesn't work.
Dang.
No. Lone survivor. That dude.
Is great. I just saw this on ESPN. There's a story about a college athlete that he was in a plane, a private plane that his dad was piloting, and it crashed, and his mom and his dad, I think his sister and brother, were all killed, and he lived. A couple years later, his dad remarried, I think, and then she had stepkids. They're all in the plane again.
Shut
plane
your mouth.
Crashes. Everybody dies except for him again.
Two plane crashes. Two families.
And he survived them again. I know.
Who is this person? Why are we not building statues to him?
Yeah, they made him an honorary member of the Michigan Wolverine basketball team.
He needs to be a bus guy.
Why? Well,
from
yes.
This point forward. Okay, so if you've got a story where there was a near miss, something bad happened, your heart stopped, you were in a plane crash, if you shouldn't be alive, we want you to freak us out with your story. Mario?
Yai. So we went down to Pueblo, and we were doing some boating in Pueblo Reservoir, and we had come in and parked the boat and anchored it down, ate some dinner, went back out to get on the boat. I was sitting on the front of the boat, and apparently my buddy forgot to pull the anchor. So we started going, and he hit the throttle as quick as possible. The anchor flew out of the water, scorpioned over the boat, and hit the boat 3 inches behind my head.
Oh my gosh.
To this day, he apologizes every time I see him because he literally almost killed
him. I thought it would have just ripped the boat in half. Right. I never thought it would like flip up over like a mad flipping tail.
Right.
God, scorpion is a really descriptive way to say what happened there.
I thought the engine had blown up because it was such a loud bang. And when we finally figured it out, we noticed that the anchor was still in the water and it had come literally 3 inches.
How come the anchor is flying faster than we are? Did we just get passed up by our anchor?
Because it would have went right through. There's no, there wouldn't have been an injury. You'd have been dead.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
You would have been the anchor.
Oh, wow. That is scary, Mario. Thank you for the call. Candy.
Yai.
Shouldn't be alive.
So my friend's mom had to go into surgery last year to get a feeding tube placed in. And they had to anchor it down with a balloon to kind of keep everything in place. But what they didn't realize was the fact that there was a hole in her intestine. And when the balloon inflated, it ripped it apart.
Okay.
So she nearly died 3 times, had sepsis, and we were surprised she's even around. And they had to take out so much intestines that there's nothing attached. She can't eat anything. She can't drink anything. And she's just hooked up to a whole bunch of stuff.
During her recuperation, everyone brought her balloons.
Oh, my God.
Hope you're doing better.
How about flowers?
Exactly.
Bring flowers to this room.
Holy.
That is awful.
Wow.
Thank you for the call, Candy. I haven't had any major surgeries. That's why I got to bang on wood.
Amen.
Melissa?
Yai.
Shouldn't be alive.
Okay, so I was in the car with my kids, and we were driving, and we were actually caught in a drive-by shooting, and one of the bullets went through my front windshield, went through the passenger seat, and if it would have stayed on the trajectory, would have hit my kid in the head. But thankfully, it bounced off of something in the seat and went around the seat that he was sitting in.
Jeez.
So whatever sort of like seat heater or something you had in there, like changed its trajectory.
Yes. Wow. Yes. And pieces of it actually broke off and hit my other kid. So we did have to go to the hospital with shrapnel in them, but no major bullets or anything like that actually hit anybody.
It's life in Commerce City.
Stop
man.
It. I knew I was hoping I would get to talk next. I'm like, stay out of Steve's hood. And then as soon as you start talking, I'm like, he's going there. Yes,
right.
You went there. Yeah! Thank you for the call, Melissa.
Wow.
It's Aurora. Jesse.
Hi.
Shouldn't be alive.
Oh, so I guess my story is I was a sophomore in college, and I typically don't let a whole lot of people into my lane. But I was being nice that day, and I let a guy into my lane, And a guy ended up running the red light and hit him and actually killed him. So
not being selfish for once in driving, you were, it saved your...
Being nice. And for that nice act that I did, the gentleman in front of me ran the red light and just totally T-boned.
What do you suppose that guy did to deserve it? You choose this one moment of benevolence.
Although that's actually selfish on your part for letting that guy get killed.
I see the guy coming. You go.
Right, exactly.
That's awful.
I feel so bad. But my parents were like, well, you know, he had his time to live and everybody has their time in life. And it just wasn't your time. And I have three kids now. And I work in the traffic field now, so.
Oh, wow, that's
irony in that.
That is.
That is really heavy. Thank you for the call, Jesse. Yet another Jesse.
Yay!
Shouldn't be alive.
This wasn't me. This is my boyfriend. When he was a child, about like 8 or 9, he was bit by a baby rattlesnake.
Whoa.
Do the babies have more venom?
I just learned they do have more.
Because they can't defend themselves.
And they can't control it yet. They haven't learned to control their venom.
So they just go and give it all to you.
Yep.
What happened?
Well, he was trying to impress a girl, and he picked up this baby rattlesnake in his backyard, and it bit him. But the thing is exactly what you said. Rattlesnakes can't control their venom, so they either, you know, inject all of it or they don't inject any of it.
Yep.
He was so lucky. He was carrying it around in this little bucket, and his neighbor saw it and was like, oh, my God. And, you know, they rushed him to the hospital, but he was fine because they didn't get any of the venom in it. He was so lucky.
He should have died. Yeah, you can suck the venom out and live, but otherwise, yeah.
That's not true.
Just slit right down the middle.
That's something he saw on, like, TV when he was an embryo. Don't even try that.
It'll save you.
Ron.
Yay.
Shouldn't be alive.
Desert Storm, 1991. Driving 2,300 gallons of jet fuel across Iraq. Ran over a bomb and it blew up underneath me, but the truck didn't blow up, obviously, because I wouldn't be talking to you about it right now. But that's my near miss.
When you hear the bomb going off, you're like, okay, that one doesn't get me, the 2,300 pounds behind me is going to get me.
Well, it was I was in a cab over vehicle, and I mean, you know, the cab over where the tire's right underneath you.
Yeah.
And the tire underneath me hit it. It exploded, and it was so loud that it actually knocked me senseless, dizzy for a little bit. And all I wanted to do was get out of the truck. And when I jumped out of the truck, there was bombs all over. So I climbed back up in the truck and then we drove out of this field and then dealt with the truck afterwards. But that was my close call.
Wow, Ron, you should not be here.
Wow, thank you for your service, man. We appreciate it. Those were some incredible stories.
Slacker and Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.